This is intrinsic motivation at its best. Winston Churchill was a master of wording such rallying remarks. In a speech to his beleaguered nation in the House of Commons, June 1894, he said, "Let us brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour." And not quite 4 months later, in possibly the darkest hour of the war for Great Britain, he said, "Death and sorrow will be the companions of our journey. Hardship our garment, constancy our valor, and our only shield. We must be united, we must be undaunted, we must be inflexible. Stand alone, fight to the death." It's Patrick Henry's "Give me liberty or give me death." It's Nathan Hale's "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." It is patriotism standing at attention. And this is the kind of message Mordecai sends to Esther. This is your hour. Stand, speak, die, but whatever you do, don't be silent. Esther shows her true colors, and they are brilliantly bold. Her words reveal enormous faith mixed with courage. "Go, assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maidens also will fast in the same way. And thus I will go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Is that a great answer or what? Is this a great woman? She's had only a few moments to consider what Mordecai had told her, a brief slice of time to weigh his counsel. It was all she needed. She is determined to make a difference, no matter what the consequences to her personally. If I perish, I perish. If a guard drives a sword through my body, I die doing the right thing. She has changed from fear to abandonment, and faith, from hesitation to confidence and determination, from concern for her own safety to concern for her people's safe survival. She has reached her own personal hour of decision and has not been found wanting. Do you recall when young David was asked by his father to leave the sheep and take some food and supplies to his brothers who were fighting the Philistines at the Valley of Elah? When he got there, he found the giant Goliath roaming the battlefield, taunting and blaspheming the God of Israel. When he learns what is going on, he says, in effect, "Let's do something about it." And his older brother Eliab laughs and says sarcastic stuff like, "Oh, so you're going to be the big-time hero, huh? How are all those little woolies doing while you're out here on the battlefield with us?" Remember young David's answer? Is there not a cause? Shortly thereafter, he whips out his slingshot and downs Goliath with one smooth stone. "Of course there is a cause," David implies, if not in words, at least in his actions. "What are you doing sitting around in your tents with your knees knocking? There is a giant out there who hates the cause of the living God. What are you men doing standing here? Our God will fight for me, and if I perish, I perish." Esther realized the same thing. She realized there was an enemy out there, not only of her people, but more importantly, of the living God. And as soon as that realization seized her awareness, the softness of the palace became uncomfortable. Eugene Peterson, in his fine book, 5 Smooth Stones for Pastoral Work, states, "Wherever there is a people of God, there are enemies of God." A realization that there is, in fact, an enemy forces a reassessment of priorities. The moment Haman surfaced, Esther began to move from being a beauty queen to becoming a Jewish saint, from being an empty-headed sex symbol to being passionate intercessor, from the busy, indolent life in the harem to the high-risk venture of speaking for and identifying with God's people. "Enough of the easy life," said Esther. "It's time to put my name on the line. I am Jewish, and I believe in the living God. I'm ready to stand alone for my people, and if I perish, I perish." If Esther had lived later, in the days of Isaac Watts, she could have paraphrased this hymn. "I am a soldier of the cross. I am a follower of the Lamb. I will not fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name. There are foes for me to face, and I will stem the flood. This vile world is no friend to grace, to help me on to God." The personal involvement of each individual, including you.